Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Vav Meseches Ksubis. It is the 968th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Mem Hei on the Beis with the halachas of Amotzi Shemra. The Tanoim and the Amoroim are going to be struggling to define instances when there's a Chi of Malkus and a Chi of Mammon for Motzi Shemra, and that is a husband that has spread a libel about his wife that she was Mezane before she was with him, and it turns out it was not true. We will discuss the nature of his punishment, as well as parameters of when he would be potter. On Menvav and Aleph, towards the beginning of the Amud, a little bit about 20 lines in, we're going to have a couple of very important and famous etzos of Chazal about the way in which we are supposed to act with our eyes, Shmiras Ha'inayim, as we refer to in the yeshivas. And that will then bring us back to more halachas of Motzi Shemra and the nature of the edus of when edus is accepted that a woman is mezaneh, that she no longer is supposed to be with the husband. On Memvav Mebeis, we are going to have a very important Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that appears in different forms in a few places of Shas, and that is a father's rights to his daughter's earnings, the objects that she finds, and the rights of a father to marry off his daughter. It's a parallel sugya to Kedushin on Daf Gimel. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin where we left off yesterday. That was on the bottom of Memhei Mabez, about 12, 13 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Mishar Tana Rabbanan Hamaitzi Shemra Leikiv Enesin Me'asela. Maitzi Shemra, the Torah tells us, the husband who says bad words about his wife that he had just married, that she was Mezane beforehand, and it turns out he was lying. So then he gets Malkus as well as he pays 100 seller. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Lilkis Leikiv B'chol Mokom. He gets Malkus in all instances. What does it mean? Lilkos b'chol makom. So Rashi tells us whether he has had relations with her and he found that she was not a besula, as he alleges, or Adam come along and allege that they know she was mezana and that she was not a besula. In both of those cases, if it turns out that he's lying about that when he says that he was informed of these things, so then in such a case, then he gets Malkus and he pays Me'asela. Only if he had Bia. In other words, the Gemara says, Lilkus Loke Mikol Makom. Whether he had Bia or not, then there's Malkus. Me'asela, but when it comes to Me'asela, Baal Nosein, Lo Baal Eina Nosein. So according to the Tanakhama, you don't differentiate between a time when he gets Malkus versus when he gets Me'asela. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is always Malkus, whether he was Boel her or not, when he alleges that she was Mezane. However, the only time that he will pay Me'asela is if he had already been Boel her. Says the Gemara, this revolves around the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabban. Vahachi ka'amar. The way to read the Braisa is in the following way. Hamotzi shemra lo kevenosei me'asela bein bo'al bein shelo bo'al kirabbanan. The Tanakhama holds that there's a full onesh, whether there's bia or not. Rabbi Yehuda omer lukas loke mikol makom me'asela bo'al nosein lo bo'al ein nosein kirab Eliezer ben Yaakov. While the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we have not come across this later on, but we will. And that is, as we had mentioned above, but now we know it's another Machlokas Tanaim between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan, whether there is Me'asela if the fellow was not Boa. The Rabbanan say yes, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says no. Rabbi Yehuda then is following Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Igadamri, other explains, Kula ki Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Both the Tanakhama of the Braisa we start out with today, as well as Rabbi Yehuda followed Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hachi Kamer. This is what the Tanakhama is saying. Hamaitzi Shemra Leike V'Naisim El Selav U'Shebob. The Tanakhama holds that the only time you have both Malkus and Sela is if there was Bia. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lukas Lokem Mikol Makom. While Rabbi Yehuda says that even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that there's Malkus even if he wasn't Boa. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, on Memhei on the base of some Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold Lukas like mikol makom, that there's Malkus whether it was be or not? V'atayim Rabbi Yehuda amir ba loka ba lo ain loka. But the version that we have about the Braisa is that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's only if there was be or there's Malkus. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak loike makas mardus midrabanan. You're right. There is no Malkus minatayra, but there is Malkus midrabanan. So up until now, we've been analyzing in what instance does the Parsha of Motzi Shemra apply. Parsha Motzi Shemra clearly applies when the husband has had relations with his wife and then claims that she wasn't a basula and turns out he's lying. But does the same apply if he did not have bia? So that is the discussion of the Tanoim that we've just had above. The Gemara continues on top of Mem Vav and Aleph. Rav Papa Amar Ba'alaka. Rav Papa says that if they had bia, there is Malkus. Diktani Hassam, when it said it over there in the second Braisa, in the name of Reb Yehuda on the bottom, two lines from the bottom on Memhei Amibes, that means Mamon. It doesn't mean Malkus. In other words, when Reb Yehuda said Baal Loke, Lo Baal Eina Loke, he was talking about Mamon, he wasn't talking about Malkus. Asks the Gemara, Vekari Le Mamon Malkus? Is that common, that when we're talking about Malkus, we refer to Mammon as well, the Mammon is referred to as Malkus? In Vatnan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Erechin, on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, Chetzi Erechi Olai, if a person says, I'm going to give half of my value, Noisein Chetzi Erechi, then we give his half value. You say that you're going to give half your value, you give half of your value. But listen to this, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is quite a chiddush. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer loike v'noisen erech shalem. Gets A, Malkus. B, there's no such thing as giving half of his value in this case, but rather he gives his whole value. Asks the Gemara, loike amai, why is it that he gets Malkus? What did he do wrong? Amar of Papa, loike be'erech shalem. We punish him by giving him his full Erechin. So we see that the word loke means that we punish the person in money. My time, what's the reason over there in Hilchas Erechin that we do that? Gzera chetzi arkoi otu erech chetzio. We're afraid that if we're going to tell people if they give half of their value, that they could pay half their value. What happens if they say they're going to give chetzio, half of themselves? So there, if you're going to divide the body in half, you're going to divide the circulation system in half, you're going to divide a varim in half, that is not considered a valid division, and therefore we ignore the chetzio and he has to pay all. So therefore there's a gzera in which the expression loke is used to tell us that the person is going to be punished by having to pay all of it. So we see from here, as Rav Papa had said, that the word loke is sometimes used to punish a person. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned earlier that a motzi shemra is loke and gives 100 sela. Our Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to give us the sources for loke and no saying sela and the ashara in the pasuk. Tanu Rabban va'oidshu oisai zem mamon. Number one, the source for the chiyuv mea sela is as described in the Devarim Chaf Beis. Let us read the whole pasuk. V'anshu oisei mea kesef in regards to the motzi shemra. V'nasnu lavia naira ki heitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael. V'loisi li'isha v'lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomov. So v'anshu is mamon. V'yisru zeh malkus. Bishlam v'anshu zeh mam dichsiv v'anshu oisem mea kesef. I understand, as the Torah says, that you give mea kesef. V'nasla v'yero naira. And it's paid. El v'yisru zeh malkus. How do we know v'yisru means malkus? Amar avo l'manu yisru, v'yisru mi ben, u'ben mi ben. Okay, let's follow this whole drasha through, of course, the Rabbeim Rebbe, and that is Rashi HaKadosh. Says Rashi, seven lines in, to the narrow, I'm involved in Alpha. Yisru mi v'yisru v'yisru mi ben. Ksiv hacha. It says over here in regards to Motzi Shemra, v'yisru oso, uksiv gabi soru mora. And it says in regards to ben soru mora, v'yisru. Ma lahalon ben. Imo, afkan ben imo. just like over there. It says v'yisru and the word ben. V'hainu v'yisru da'achami v'yisru da'hasam. That means to equate the two v'yisrus. V'ahu v'yisru da'hasam. Mi ben she'imo de'legamri le'ben she'imo v'yisru da'acha. We learn out one from the other. V'hadi yalef ben de'sin ha'achami ben v'ayim bin ha'kos ha'rasha. And we equate this ben with another place that says bin, and that is Vahayim bin Hakos Harash. Now, the word bin is actually a very, very curious word when it comes to the Chiyuv of Malkus and the Parsha of Kasher Zama. But however you translate that word, Vahayim bin Hakos, Mahasa Malkus, Avhacha Malkus. So we have a double limud that we equate the V'yisru also of Motzi Shemra to the V'yisru of Ben Sora Morer. And just like it says bain over there, and there's a word of bin when it comes to Malkus, so we understand that the Torah means to equate our parsha with the parsha of Vayim bin Hakos HaRasha. Analyze the Gemara Azar L'motzi Shemra Minon. And what is the source that there's a warning for Motzi Shemra? We have a rule in Maseches Makos that if you have a punishment, there is also a separate pasuk of a warning. So what is the warning that a husband is not allowed to be Motzi Shemra's wife? Rabbi Elazar Amar, Miloy Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. We learn out from the pasuk of Yutes not to peddle things. What we call colloquially Rechilus. Rabbi Nasan Amar, Mivin Ishmarta Mikol Davara. You should be careful from any Davara. Here, we're referring to a Davar as saying a bad word. Rabbi Elazar, my time alone, mehai. Why Rabbi Elazar not learn? Rabbi Elazar learned from Rabbi Nassim's mikar of Ishvatu Davra. Ahumi boy lechdu Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. We need for Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is very, very powerful. Limud v'nishmartem mikol davra. This appears in a few places. Mikanam Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair al yahar adam b'yem. A person should not think about women during the day. V'yavli day tuma b'layla, because that will cause him to have carry at night. Rabbi Nasan, my time alone, mehu mehai. Why didn't Rabbi Nasan learn from the pasuk of Miloy Selech Rachel? Ahu Azar leBezdin Shloye Rach Lizev Kashal Zeh. Because he already has as a source that Bezdin is not supposed to be soft on one person and hard on somebody else. Everybody needs to be treated equally. Our continues now with more halachas about Motzi Shemra. Lo yomer le'edim bo v'iduni v'hein me'idin oisamei aleyen. If he doesn't instruct the edim to come and testify with him, but rather edim come along and testify falsely about this girl being mezane, who ain't a lo kevein nosamei aslam, then he doesn't get punished. But the edim will get punished. He v'zomemeha matim lebeis haskila. The edim zomim get skila as well as she. Asks the Gemara, he v'zomemeha sakadaitach? She's going to get skila? What did she do wrong if there are edim zomim? Edim zomim mean edim that lied and say that she was mizan, it's not true. So Gemara clarifies, as we did this earlier, mem heim and aleph, elo ohi o zome. Either she or the zomim. Matim beis haskil. Taima the lawyer amar luhu. That only applies if the edim were not instructed by the husband to lie. Ha amar luhu. But if the husband instructs these edim to lie, afagav de lo agrinu, even if he doesn't pay them, the halachi is that he's still a motzi shemra. Lafuke continues the Gemara on the last narrow line, mevavan aluf mid Rabbi Yehuda. It precludes from the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the sign Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and chayiv achi yiskar edim, the motzi shemra is the chayiv until he pays the edim. My time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's logic? I'm revo, asya sima sima, ksiv hocha v'sam lo alilas dvarim. Here, by the parasha of motzi shemra, he's referred to as placing alilas dvarim, uksiv hasam, and it says in regards to the isra of ribis, lois simonol of neshech, malahalam mammon, just like over there, ribis, of course, is with money, not only with money, sometimes there's ribis dvarim as well, but the starting point is that there was a halva money, afkan mammon, so too, here there's mammon. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, v'chein toni Rabbi Yosef Tzidoni, we have a tradition from Rashbi to have this limud as well. What happens if he pays off the edim with karka, with real estate? He says, I'll give you a piece of real estate. Mahu. What will the halacha be? Bepachas mishava pruta. Or similarly, if he pays them with less than a shava pruta, mahu. What will the halacha be? Shnei bepruta, mahu. If he pays both of them with one pruta, what's halacha going to be? But Rav Ashi said, "Hoytzi shemra al nisuin harishonim mahu." What happens if he's motzi shemra on a first marriage? Says Rashi, that case is, let's take a look at Rashi. On the suin harishonim kansa v'lo hoytzi shemra v'girsha, he married her. He didn't say anything about her not being a basula. He divorced her v'chzira. And then he remarries her. He then claims on the first marriage there wasn't bisulin. On the su'eich of mahu, what happens if he says that his brother's marriage, before his brother had passed away, the brother's marriage, she had, when his brother, Reuven's brother Shimon, had married his wife. When Shimon had married his wife, it turns out that she was not a basula. And now Reuven alleges that. So what would halacha be? Does Motzi Hashemra also apply in such a case? Says the Gemara, I could have an answer to one of those shailos. Pshot mi achado. The sign of Rabbi Yoni Omer. I speak in a satli shazet. Lazet v'lo liyavam. The case of Motzi Hashemra is if the father of the girl, let's call her Leah, that had been married to Shimon, alleges a spiti nasati l'ishazeh. I gave my daughter to this man. I gave him, the father will say, to Shimon. That's the case because his daughter Leah got married to Shimon. V'lo liyavam. But in the case of Motzi Shemra with a yavam, they are second to Shail of Nisue Achiv. So then in such a case, the father is coming in saying that Reuven's a liar, because it's Reuven who's alleging Motzi Shemra. So you don't have the parsha of Motzi Shemra when it comes to Yavam. My Rabbanan Umay Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. All the way on the bottom of Memheim Abayz, we had mentioned the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov in regards to what instance does the husband get the onesh of Malkus and Mammon? Does that apply to a case of where he had not had Bia with her? And the Gemara said that was a machlokus, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. And now, finally, the Gemara gives us the makar. This sanya, as we learned in a paisa, ketzad osa shemra, was a case of Motzi Shemra. Bo, the bezin of Amar Pliny. Loi matzasi levitcha bisulim, im yeshem shizin satachtov, yesh la ksuba amonim. If there are eidim that she was mezanin, the ksuba is amonim. Im yeshem shizin satachtov, if there are eidim that she was mezane, the Braisa says that you're going to give her ksuba mana baskilahi. She's supposed to be put to death if she was mezane tachtav. Hachi kamar, zinsa, if she was mezane before she had gotten married, then she loses in her ksuba, yeshla ksuba mana. Then in such a case, she gets a ksuba of 100. Nimsa sheshemra, eino shemra. And the Braisa continues, if it turns out that she wasn't guilty as charged, and the husband was simply being Motzi Shemra, who like it, then he gets Malkus for nice and sell. Bain Baal uvein lo Baal. And this applies whether he had alleged after it had Bia, or he had alleged before Bia, but with Edom, as we had discussed above. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov loimer, loinemru dvar malolu ela kishabal. The only time this applies is if he had Bia, but if he did not have Bia, then onshim do not apply. I understand Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. I understand the Pasuk Uboi Le'avek Ravei Leha, that here the Torah HaKadosha describes the Motzi Shemra. In Dvarim Yudalid, as the following way, v'samla lilois dvar v'otzi aleha shemra v'amar sisha azois lokachti v'ekrav eleha. He says beferish that I came close to her. So what do you see? You see Motzi Shemra as only when he already came close to her, which refers to Bia. El rabbonim mayu ba aleha v'ekrav uleha. Answers the Gemara, you have to understand it metaphorically. Uba aleha ba'alilos. He came towards her with complaints. V'ekrav eleha bidvarim. And he said particular words against her. So you have to read those psukim metaphorically. Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hainu Dechsev Loi Matzasi Bitcha B'Ksulim. But I have another problem with the parsha. That over there he says that he didn't find her as being a besula. El Rabbanan Mai Lo Matzasi Bitcha B'Ksulim. How did the Rabbanan understand the pasuk Lo Matzasi, I didn't find? What do you mean, I didn't find? And says the Gemara, Lo Matzasi Lebitcha Koshrei Besulim. I didn't find the kashrus of Besulim. In other words, because Adam came along and said bad things, that I found that she didn't have the kashrus of Bisulim. Bishlam, Rabbi Lo Bezer Ben Yaakov, Hainu Dechsev, Ve'ela Bisula Biti. The Gemara continues to analyze the Pesukim and Dvarim Chav Beis. I understand that he says, Ela Bisula Biti, El Rabbanan, my Ve'ela Bisula Biti, and these are the Bisulim. So simple reading is that he brought in the sheet that, or even the Bedika, that was used for a Bisula, and he says, here they are, and there's no Dam. So you have to say, Ve'elu Kshare Bisula Biti. These are the information of the kashrus of the psalm of the daughter. In other words, the father comes in and says, you see that my daughter is kosher, by proving that she is a kshera. Explains Rashi, how do you prove that she's a kshera if there wasn't even any bia whatsoever? So Rashi explains that there are edim that come along and say that the edim that were hired by the Motzi Shemra are Edim Zalmimin. So Ruvi and Shimon had said that she was Mezana, and the father of the girl brings Yosef and Binyamin, who say that they were with Ruvain and Shimon at the time that they had alleged that she was Mezana. Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, says the Gemara on the first wide line, Amen Vavam and Alf, Hainu Dechsiv Ufarsa Simla, that we check the Bedika cloth. El Rabbana Mayu Farsu Simla, Am Rabbi Avo, Uparsu Masha Samla, they spread out the rumor that was said about her. It's metaphorical that Edim come uburines hadavar kisimla chadasha, and they clarify it like a new garment. Some have this expression in halacha, levar hadavar kisimla chadasha, which comes from four lines from the bottom on men vavam and alf and ksubis. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Leimer, devarim kichsavam. Simla mamish. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's not metaphorical. It's only if there was actual besulim that we're judging. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Yankov bar Giuri mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Afagav shalom atzinu b'chol haTorah kula. Even though in general, when it comes to the Torah, we don't find shecholak hakos, that the Torah differentiates between bia kedarka lebia shalok kedarka. It doesn't matter whether a woman is mezane in the normal way of intercourse or the abnormal way of intercourse. That's lamakos laonshim, for punishment. If she's an aishas ish and she's mezana, if she's mezana bia shelo kedarka, that's called bia as well. Av motzi shemra cholak. But when it comes to motzi shemra, there is a distinction. Ein chayiv. The only time the woman is going to be chayiv at shivo shelo kedarka v'yotzi shemra kedarka. The only time the parasha motzi shemra applies is that he had relations with her, even if the relations were shelo kedarka, but that she was mezane kedarka. This is the tradition we had from Rabbi Yochanan. Analyzes the Gemara. Come on. Who does this follow? Ikar Rabbanan. If it's going to follow the shita of the Rabbanan, who says, Afal gav delo baal, they say you don't need bia at all. So here he said that we said that the halacha is that he was boel. Halacha Motzi Shemra only applies if he was boel her shelo kedarka. So that doesn't fit with the Rabbanan. Ikar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and if you're going to argue it's following the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, idi v'idi kedarka bin. And it's true that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Motzi Shemra only applies if they had bia, but they need to have bia kedarka. Ela shalach Rav Kahana mishmed Rabbi Yochanan ein chayiv at shivo kedarka v'yotzi shemra kedarka. Darka. That's true. The only way it could make sense is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that for a parsha Motzi Shemra is different, as Igmar pointed out a few lines from the bottom, two lines actually from the bottom, that when it comes to Onshim, the halacha is that for Makos and Onshim it doesn't make a difference between Bia Gedarka and Bia Shlo Gedarka, but Motzi Shemra is an exception. Number one, she needs to, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, to have had relations with her husband Bia Kedarka, as well as the allegation being Bia Kedarka as well. This concludes an analysis of Motzi Shemra from the Talmud Bavli on through Nairishid Nispatita up until the new Mishnah on Menvavam Abeis. And now we begin a very important Mishnah about the monetary rights of a father to his daughter's belongings. And Rashi points out, this is a big discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, in the Achronim. Rashi points out that this is talking about both a ketana and a naira. Zok deheilige mishnah. Ha'av zakoy bebitoy biktusheh bekeseh b'shtar v'biyah. A father has rights to his daughter, whether she's a ketana under the age of 12 or she's a naira between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. And this applies to the kesef, marrying her off with kesef, with shtar, and with bia. Rashi points out that that means that the kesef goes to the father. Similarly, zakoy b'mitziyasum ma'asi yodeh, the father has rights to her objects that she finds, as well as to her earnings. Uba afaris nadareha. And if she makes a neder, he could revoke that neder. Umikabalas gita. And if she's married and then gets divorced, if it's from Erisin, Rashi points out, then he will accept the get on her behalf. The halacha will change if we're talking about Nisuin. Ve'eino oichel peros b'chayeha. And now we have a halacha in a different direction, and that is, as explained by Rashi, if she inherits something from her mother, so then in such a case, the father does not eat those peros when the daughter is alive. If God forbid the daughter passes away, then the father is yorish her, but he doesn't eat peros b'chayah. He has no rights to it. V'chayiv b'mazonoseh, and he's chayiv to give her mazonos, to feed her, u'bipirkuna, and to redeem her, u'kfuras, and to give her appropriate burial. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, afil anisha b'Yisrael yifchos mishnei chalilin u'mekonenes. We have a responsibility that every Jew does not have less than two chalilin and a mekonenes. Chalilin are people to give a hesped, and konenes are people to wail. Analyzes the Gemara b'kesef minolon. How do we know that the father is entitled to the kesef kedushin? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer krov yatzachinim ein kosef. In regards to a woman who goes out from bondage, if she was an Amah Ivriya, she goes free and she leaves without giving the master any money when her time is up. And Chazal Darshan, this is a famous drasha, this appears in a few places, Kedushin Dav Gimel. So Chazal Darshan, Ein Kasav Ladan Zeh, V'yesh Kasav Ladan Acher. This Adon of the Amah Ivriya doesn't get money, but there's someone else that does when the girl goes out of the Rishus. Umanu Avia. And that is her father. Then when her father marries her off, he gets the Kesef Kedushin. Ve'eim Aladida, says the Gemara, maybe he could marry her off, but the Kesef Kedushin goes to her. And the Drasha, Rashi says, would be, Ein Kesef La'adan Zeh, V'yesh Kesef La'adan Acher, that when she leaves, there is no Kesef at all. There's no monetary transaction. But when she gets married off, there is a transaction, but goes to her. Analyzes the Gemara. Hashta via mekabel kedusha. Look, says beating the satir shezet. Ihi shekla kaspa. The father is the one who marries her off, and then the money is going to go to her. Ve'ema asks the Gemara. Hani mili ketana. Maybe when it comes to a ketana, then it goes to automatically to the father. The less lo yad, because she doesn't have a hand. Avol naira dis lo yad. E tigdish nafshav e tishkel kaspa. When she marries herself off, she'll be able to take the money. Amakra bin urea beisavia kol shvach nurim. So even when she's a naira, even though she can marry herself off, nevertheless, kol shvach nurim goes to the father. The Torah speaks about a man selling his daughter for an amma, and when it comes to an amma, amma ivriya, her earnings go to master. Afas ma'isiyadeh la'avia lamali. What do I need that pasuk for? Tepik leim b'nurel beis avia. We should learn it out from the pasuk of b'nurel beis avia. We see that the father gets the rights from that pasuk, that the father is entitled to the money. Ela, what must we say? Ahu ba'afaris nedarim u'dichsiv. That the parasha of b'nurel beis avia appears by hafaras nedarim in parashas matos. So since it's from reference to hafaras nedarim, so then we need a separate pasuk of chim karishas bitul amma to say that the ma'isi yodeh goes to the father. So says the Gemara. So if that's so, we need a separate pasuk of chim karishas bitul amma for hafaras nedarim. V'chi tema, and if you're going to ask Nelef Mina, we should learn out just like Ba'afaris Nedarim, that she's in the father's rishus, that he could revoke her Nedarim, so too he's entitled to the money, Mimana Me'isura Lo Yafina. We don't learn out the halacha of Mammon, what the father is entitled from Mammon, from Isurim. Maybe when it comes to Isurim, he's able to revoke her neder, but Mammon is already hers when she's a Naira. V'chi tema, Nelef Miknasa, and if you're going to say we learn out to the father's right from Knas, that the father is entitled to her daughter's Knasos, that the Chamishim Kesef of Onis Umufata that we learned about in the Perek goes to the father. We don't learn out the halachas of mamon for knas. Maybe the knas goes to the father, but regular earnings will go to herself. And if we're going to say that you learn out from Boshes Sufgam, but the Gemara earlier on Mem Amebei says that it goes to the father. Shani Boshes Sufgam Davi Anami Shaych Bei. The reason why the father is entitled to it is because he is directly affected by Boshes Sufgam. The reason for that is if the father wants to marry her off, it now has been damaged by the Boshes Ufgam, that she has been embarrassed and she has been defamed by the person that perpetrated the act, and therefore the father might get it. But when it comes to other mamon, maybe the father will not get it. So we still don't know how the father gets the zchus mamon of his daughter when she's a naira. El mistabra, dechi kamimait, rachmona yitzia de kavasa kamimait. Says the Gemara, it's logical when the Torah says "V'yatzah chinam ein kasef ein kasef l'adon zav v'yesh kasef l'adon acher," that it refers to kasef that goes to the father, because as the Gemara points out, yitzia de kavasa. The chiddush of the Torah is that there are times that the master doesn't get any money if the 6 years are complete that she was supposed to work for him. So too when it comes to another yitzia, then there is money. That was the drasha. Now, the parallel would be yitzia de kavasa. And what's the parallel? The parallel is that the adon is like the father. The adon has the girl leaving her rishus, and when the girl gets married, she leaves the father's rishus. V'holo dam yahai litzia lahai yitzia. Asks the Gemara, but still not a full parallel. Hasam gabi adon nafka in rishusa the gamri. When it comes to the girl exiting the adon's rishus, she has no connection to him whatsoever. Yitzia da'av akati mechasra mesira l'chupa. When it comes to her leaving the father's rishus, she's only entirely out of the father's rishus when she goes into the chuppah. For example, when it comes to the halachos of both Yerusha and Maisa Yodeha, so then in such a case, she's still in the father's rishus. She hasn't left the father's rishus. So maybe if that's so, then she would not get the kesef kedushin. Answers the Gemara, Me'afaras nadar mi'anafkalei merushuse. She goes entirely out of the father's rishus when it comes to hafaras nadar. And that is the yitzia de kavasa kamimayit. That since she goes out of the father's rishus entirely, so then the kesef goes to her. Desnat, naira murasa aviyu bayil meferin na nadareha. That when it comes to a naira hamurasa, the father is no longer entirely in charge of her nedarim. The husband can as well, and that's considered a yitzia from the father's rishus. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Vav in Maseches Ksubis.